show you only a small part of all the Latin rhythms that there are. We're going to be concentrating mostly on Afro-Cuban rhythms from the Caribbean, which derive from Africa, that were influenced and basically mutated when they came to the Caribbean islands such as Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Cuba, and other parts of South America. We're going to start off right here with the cha-cha, and after I'm going to talk about all the different aspects of the rhythm that brings it together, and there's so many different parts of Latin percussion. Was a cha-cha, a little bit faster than what it traditionally is. What it consists of, all Latin Afro-Cuban rhythms have what they call a clave, and the clave are the two brown sticks there you see that you play together, and they are the rhythm keepers, and not the time keepers, because this rhythm is a 4-4, but the clave plays five beats around the 4-4. Let's show them an example of the song. There's the 3-2 is what's it called. 1-2, 1-2-3, or 2-3. 1-2, 1-2-3. 1-2, 1-2-3. Now we're gonna have you guys clap along with the rhythm and the clave. You just learned one of the linking instrumental rhythms of Latin percussion. Now, basically, all Afro-Cuban percussion consists of almost all the same thing. You have the congas, which is not really the most important aspect. You have the clave, which is the most important. Then you have the campana, is what it's called, or cowbell, that keeps the other aspect of time. And you have the bass, which is plays a rhythm called the tumbao, which is a syncopated three beats over a 4-4 time. So it's a 3-4 time over a 4-4 time. And it's very difficult to get at once because of the timing. But I'm sure once you guys listen to it, we'll be able to get it. So other aspects in Latin percussion are timbales, which utilize a campana, but also have a type of drum that are higher than the congas and are played with sticks. And you also have the other drums, which are just as famous as the congas, are the bongos, which are the smaller, and also are just kind of an additive to the Latin percussion. So you could really have a Latin percussion ensemble without congas and without bongos. So it just shows you the importance of the other instruments. A bass kind of, yeah, bass kind of evens everything out in every section when he's playing. Show an example, Joseph. One, two. See, there's a four-time beat that they're keeping it right here. And he's coming in right before, right after, to form a 3-4 beat right over the 4-4 beat. So that's just one of the rhythms. We're also going to get in to one of the most famous in that aspect, the most African influence, is called the rumba or the wawanko. Has a different clave. It's not 2-3, it's 3-2. And here we go. That's also called the rumba. You can go, it has the same clave, but you go into a different rhythm. So this one's a wawanko. As you can see, it's just a reverse. The clave is just the reverse of a cha-cha. It's 3-1-2-3-1-2, 1-2-3-1-2. Now we're going to do that with you guys. Tumbao, the bass, work together, which is the conga actually plays the tumbao, which is. If you listen to the rhythm carefully, you'll notice that is a recurring kind of pattern, and that is what is significant to the wawanko is that. There is campana in there, and I'm going to play some campana for you to show you how it plays around the. Just around the clave, and it sounds pretty cool. See, it's really fun because if you really know how to play all the Latin rhythms, then you don't get left out. If you want to play in a Latin percussion ensemble, there's always room for clave or a campana or a shaker or an extra conga or some bongos. There's so many different percussion instruments used that it's almost like an orchestra, and everything works with everything. Okay, he's going to show the shaker in the wawonko. Have a shaker. It's not really original or native to the percussion ensemble, but it was introduced and it was part of the Africa's influence. This next rhythm we're going to do is called salsa. And the salsa is just a faster cha-cha, and it's sometimes almost like a double time. It's like a lot of songs you'll hear them doing a slow cha-cha and then they'll go into a faster salsa. But it's actually just a transition. It's the same rhythm, but it's just a little faster. Just a faster cha-cha, and these are only a small example of Latin percussion. If you know, there's so many aspects of Latin percussion that it's hard for one person to know it all. I mean, I'm not really the knowledgeable one in Latin rhythms, but I do know a little bit about it, and that's why I'm here to teach you. Another African influence that was used in Afro-Cuban music is a 6/8. You won't hear it as often as a cha-cha or salsa or wawanko, but it is one of the more popular rhythms. A 6/8 rhythm. It's real complicated, but it is kind of like almost like a feel, like you have to feel it. And I'm going to teach Joseph right now how to do the campana. Complicated to find the downbeat, the upbeat, but actually the downbeat is the one. And you start on 6/8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if we could have my dad show you on the zurdo as one on each rhythm, it'll help you guys pick out, you know, each section. Thank you.
if a lot of times people get lost and you're asking, where is one?
So we're going to have you clap along on the campana, because there actually is no clave on 6/8, because I don't think the clave would be able to play that fast. But it's very simple. It's just a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's a 6/8. And it just composes. The conga is one of the most abstract parts of the 6/8. There is no same 6/8 rhythm that I've seen anybody play. Only that, you know, the same person that taught me is the same rhythm that I use. But it's very hard to find the same pattern of conga on the 6/8, because the time is so syncopated and abstract. Therefore, that's why you have keeping time there, and you have to just count it, and you have the campana, which basically holds it together.
If I play cha-cha, and it sounds like this.
You see, there's really a lot of different rhythms. Just for one rhythm, there's so many different variations. So the sound and technique of Latin percussion can really change drastically from band to band. But there is a lot of basic things that every percussionist or Latin percussionist should know. I'm going to show you right now on the congas.
Starting is one of the hardest things to master, and it's almost like a lot of people tell me, you practice, you put a little dime, and you try to grab the dime with just one hand while popping. So it's basically kind of like a grasping motion, like you're grasping the skin, and that's where you get that loud pop noise. And there's also a low tone. Get real nice with some congas, you can hit the load. that bass. And there's another hit that you can do. And a lot of basic African rhythms are have that aspect. But when you're doing Latin percussion, you always got that left hand there, keeping the time. And the same with Wawanko.
Now we're gonna let the audience play some of the instruments. Anybody out there want to play clave or campana? Which one? Sticks. What about the campana? Anybody out there want to play the campana? You like to play the campana? It's the bell. All right, let's do cha-cha, shall we? As you can see, you need a lot of good timing, and you need to know how to stay with the beat and stay with timing. And that's the hardest part of Latin percussion, is to hold everything together, because everything is so complicated. Not so much complicated, but so different. But yet they go together so well. So that's one of the hardest parts of Latin percussion, is try to keep everything glued. And you see that very rarely with a lot of good professional bands. And, even our band doesn't have the real glue that it takes to really master the Latin percussion. So let's do a Wawanko. Better. So there you have it. I mean, I don't know what else to show you, Abby. Can we show a little bit of the rumba, which is basically the same clave as Wawanko, but it's just a little faster. Thank you. All right, now we're going to show you a little bit of Brazilian rhythm, which is very different, and we also could have, you know, you basically read a whole book on Brazilian percussion and probably have a whole encyclopedia set on Latin percussion. But, see, I don't know that much, so I couldn't tell you. But this is only a very small example of the wide range of Brazilian music. See, you got the, you have the Latin Afro-Cuban, and that's only one half of the aspect. Then you have your Brazilian music, which is a whole another era of different instruments, different rhythms, different timing that you that you have to learn and master. What we're gonna do here is a batucada, which is what they play in the streets of Brazil during Carnival.
Principal instrument being
the surdo, which is a lot bigger than the little bass floor tom there. A lot deeper, a lot bigger. They're usually painted very colorful colors, and it is what keeps the time. Then we have the agogô, which is a bell, two-tone bell, and it plays a pattern that it's pretty simple to get. Then you have the tambourine, and then you have the shaker, which is a big part of Brazilian music, which is not as big in Afro-Cuban music. Then you have the tambourine, which is a little drum here, and it is also used. And I'm going to play a pattern on a repinique, which is a drum related to the snare, but without the snare sound. And it is the leading drum in a batucada orchestra, and it is the one that leads and signifies and basically cues everything on the Brazilian orchestra. As we could hear, there's a lot of different rhythms playing in just one of these named rhythms. And you got the surdo, which is keeping the time. Boom, boop, boom, boom, boop, boom, 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 boop, boom, boop, boom, boop, boom, boop. Then you got the agogô, which is ta 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 ro ta 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 ro ta ta ta. So it's basically off fill. You gotta know when the right beats come in. Keep going, keep going. And then you got one of my rhythms that's a little bit more complicated, and it's not even meant to be done on conga. I just kind of, you know, learn how to do it. Taught myself to do it on conga.
Well,
so,
conga's absent.
Yeah, in Brazilian music, conga is absent. Very rare is it in, only in the, you know, rituals, African rituals, or you know, type of traditional, very traditional African roots, is a conga introduced into the Brazilian music. But mostly you got a surdo, and also you got the tambourine, which is my dad's gonna give you an example of right here. Okay.
Learning how to play it. It's taking me a long time, but we call this a tambourine. But in Brazil, this is the tambourine. Show me that little drum, that's the tambourine. And this is the bandeiro. It's a fascinating instrument, especially the way they play it. And not only are you supposed to be able to play it, but you're supposed to be able to dance with it.
Twirl it around.
Spin
it behind your back, throw it up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, it's really involves a lot of acrobatics. So basically, what the bandeiro is trying to play is what the surdo is playing and what the shaker would be playing at the same time. And you got guys who can play this and it sounds like all the instruments at once.
Thank you. today the gourd is, but it's one of the most hardest instruments to play. It's just like playing the tambourine, because of the there is a syncopated rhythm. They usually play the gourd shekere over 6/8, and the really amazing part of the gourd shekere, I wish I had one, is it's just basically a gourd with a hole cut out in the top, and the kind of a net with beads woven around it, and it makes like a shaker sound, but it's a lot brassier, toner kind of tone because of the hard surface. But one of the amazing parts of it is if you hit the bottom of a shekere while playing it, you'll get a real nice tone, almost like a conga. But it'll ring a lot louder, a lot longer. And I've seen Latin percussionists where all four of them are playing and hitting different notes at different times, creating melodies, which is really amazing. And I still don't have the skill to do any of that kind of thing. But as I said, this is only a very small part of the Afro-Cuban music. Yes, introduction. Any more questions?